Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the Sire of Sarcasm, Old Man Wade. And to my right, we got the Coast, Super World Hotep Hobby.
Yo, damn, Hotep, shit.
It means to be with peace.
Oh, yeah, true. Peace, my brother.
And to the left.
He just heard ho. You know what I mean? That's all he heard, and he was like, oh, wow.
Speaking of hoes, we'll be getting the hoes later. Phrasing.
Here we go again.
And to my left, we got Big Lips with the Alien Eyes.
Hola.
The Coco host. And to my right, the man, the myth, the legend, Just Greg.
Hola.
Did you for real? Did you for real? It wasn't even good. It was close, but it wasn't good.
What do you have against the Spanish language?
I just like hola.
You can't. Okay.
Hola.
Hola.
I might not. Yo, actually might be the that. I want to back to will accept hola. I really wonder if I can step hola.
Oh, man.
So before we get into the shits, I just want everyone to sit and listen. Give me a round of applause. I got my vasectomy.
No more shells in the shotgun.
Oh no, there's still shells in the shotgun. I'm still one shot killing her. I'm still bullseye.
You still bullseye?
I'm still bullseye.
You still shooting the gym up?
I'm still shooting the club up.
But, all right, cool.
But I gotta start letting loose of the, I gotta empty the clip though.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, what's the recovery routine for a vasectomy?
So for, you really want to get into it?
I mean, I don't want to get into it, but I'm pretty sure the audience would like to know.
Alright, so bust this.
Toya's shaking her head like,
a lot of people, actually, you would be doing people a great service because a lot of people out here need not be having children.
So after the big
smoke, I'm actually upset that you did it. I understand it's a personal thing, but I would have liked to see a little you running around with a little big head. That would have been great.
Well, I'm pretty sure after because I have to have 20 ejaculates, so I'm pretty sure there will be some little like tissues running around that come to life.
Did you freeze any sperm?
No. For what? I don't want kids.
Just in case.
There is no just in case. I don't want kids.
Okay, damn.
Damn, man. You know what it is, man?
Fuck kids.
Yeah, no. Don't fuck kids.
He said,
We're not
Kelly. You got him on tape.
We're not R. Kelly or the Catholic Church. So, no, don't fuck kids. So, all right.
Too soon.
All right. So, first off, so the night before, you can't eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can only have clear liquids.
Mm-hmm. And so, already.
Yeah, exactly. So, I basically had water up until like 6 a.m.
Why can't you? Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. So, you go in and they ask you to shave. Mm-hmm. See, they can do it themselves, but I was like, I'd rather.
Did you tell them? Already done.
No, I shaved. I shaved I made the mistake of using, because I used to use a razor, like a straight razor.
You don't get your regular Brazilian?
No. So I decided I was just going to use a razor. Like the razor I use to shave my face, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I was like, let me use my clippers.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. Mm. Got a nice little cut right down the side.
Oh, no.
Like a physical, like an actual cut?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
A stinging cut.
Yeah, that shit hurt. So, that shit hurt. And since I was down there shaving the balls, I did the whole thing.
Damn, you put clippers on the balls, my nigga?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, loose skin and shit. Like,
yeah. I tried to tighten them up and then do it, but like, all right.
Continue. This is great so far.
All right. Yeah. So save the ball, save the whole area. So mm-hmm. I'm like back to being prepubescent.
You running around with cold balls?
Dog, I'm gonna get
in Atlanta.
Let me tell you. They said not to wear underarm, like keep it loose.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm wearing like my sweatpants.
The breeze.
The breeze. Yo. I'm sitting there I'm and shrinkage. So
you're just hearing it.
Yeah.
Hearing it shrivel.
So so we get there, right? They go through the thing, they take my vitals, they ask me a bunch of questions, they draw some.
So let me ask, can I ask you a question? So when they're taking your vitals,
mm-hmm.
So vasectomy, is that outpatient or inpatient? Like are you in and out?
So here's the thing, I should have been in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was, I got kneed in my nuts really fucking hard when I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
So it kind of fucks things up. So they had to put me under.
Alright, the reason why I asked that, to answer my question. That's like, cool. Were you nervous going in there? Like,
I was more nervous about this. I was more nervous about this than my back surgery.
I bet, because they put you under.
No, they put me under my back too, but I'm worried about my dick, man.
Thank you. It ain't about being under. It's no, his penis. Really? Hello.
But it's funny, like, being under.
Technically, your testes.
But still, it's all like.
So I get up.
I wish y'all could see Toya's hand moments right now. She's you know, just the shape of the crotch area.
Right. When we start recording the show, I'm going to have her, like, parks in the corner, and all we're going to be able to see is her hands.
Just her hands. Right. Just her hand motions. Ridiculous. Yeah. All right.
Hands and titties. Oh, man.
Well, as a married man, I don't know anything about that.
You okay.
They're there.
Yeah, for
they're
real.
They're not. They can't be hidden.
I don't know.
So, they put me under, I wake up, and, like, my stomach feels like I have been doing crunches for days, because the vesicular line, whatever the fuck it's called, mm-hmm. it goes up to your stomach, so I felt it, like, in my stomach, like, tight.
Yeah.
But here's the funny part about it, so I was wondering what they would do, so they put you in, like, a jock strap, and they put gauze under your balls. So
did you take any pics?
No, I thought about it. So I was calling in my ball bra.
Your ball bra.
My ball bra.
TM.
You know, it was just like I had my. Ball it was just sitting there like
bra.
My ball bra.
Ball bra. Not balls. Ball bra.
You do have two, right?
Yeah, but like but bra like oh yeah ball bra my balls bra that sounds odd though balls bra it kind of has like the paw but balls
so
bra.
You're telling everyone bra. You only have one.
My ball sack, bro.
I mean, you did get kicked in the nuts really hard.
Well, one's bigger than the other. Don't we wish?
Yeah, we all know what old man's balls look like. All right, continue.
No, you don't. One's... Never mind. Yep. So I do that or whatever, and it was like... And they give you all those things. Thankfully, none of this happened. They said, worry about swelling, which happened, but they said there might be oozing. Thankfully,
oh,
there was no.
Shit.
Thankfully, there was.
Yo, no, can we end the story now? All right. So
there,
about
there was
this
no,
mess.
There was no. There
pause.
Was,
pause. Pause.
There was no oozing.
I didn't know that I needed to know that much. Can you not tell me all?
There was no oozing.
You know how you see the commercials for like a pill and they add all this extra shit. I don't need to know all the
prescriptions. All right. So give us the blue liquid version of this story.
Well, speaking of blue liquid, I had to ice my nuts.
PG.
I had to ice my nuts for like 3 days.
That's what I want.
To get rid of swelling. But you don't put the. Greg's looking at me like I got 8 heads right now. Like I'm a. Look at me like I'm Cerberus.
This is a very
millions of babies, Greg. That's all.
This is a very serious conversation about a very serious procedure.
I'm just mad we weren't recording the jokes we had.
Oh shit! What jokes? I was very concerned about your surgery. I was very.
If you didn't get the jokes off, I would be concerned that you weren't concerned. Friends get the jokes off. That's what happens.
I don't remember what I said. I think I was high.
Oh, also, if anyone gets a hold of our text thread, it's a wrap.
Oh man!
Like the crew,
mm-hmm.
It's over. So I iced my nuts and I was fine. They said, I can't have sex or jack off for a week. Guess what today is? That week?
Wait, week as in 5 or week as in 7?
7.
And is today day 7 or day 8?
Today's day 7. Well, my wife leaves, it'll be day 8.
Oh, okay.
So now here's my dilemma. I don't know
what the truth is.
Yes, that's what I don't know.
Yo, you want me to send?
Listen, I feel like self-love is always. You can never go wrong with that.
So I have a top three.
It's more complicated for I think this is the one thing in sex that's
especially
more complicated for men.
Especially if it's just start again. I just feel like self-love.
Yo, self-love. I think is the one one of the few things in sex that's more complicated for men than women. It
really?
Sounds counterintuitive, but I think that men do it so much.
That
we get to a point where we really need to start getting creative.
Yeah.
I think women. Yo, I'm 34 years old, right? I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? I logged a couple hours, so I'm just saying that's how it is.
These two are polar opposite. Oh, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Alright. So, with that said, I think, you know.
This is great.
I'm trying to say this in a way.
Just say it.
I'm trying to say this in a way that's the least troubling version I can without getting canceled.
Just say it.
All right. I think most women, you get a candle going, You know what I'm saying? Like, get the mood music.
R. Kelly you feel over me? Here.
Get a little bubble bath, right?
Bubble bath.
Bubble bath, like. Bubble bath. I think most dudes, like, we got to go into, like, the dark versions of the web to kind of, like, you know. Because we've been there. We've been there, done that.
There's some there's some shit that I watch that
we,
I won't even tell
anybody.
We gotta agree with him.
He does. I think every man. Here's the thing: if a man tells you he doesn't masturbate, one, he's lying to you.
Oh,
you
of
should,
course.
You should just not trust that.
Hold on,
ever.
Hold on. I gotta,
every person.
I'm gonna ask you this question last. Do you have more than one tab open when you're watching porn?
I have more than one tab open right now. I'm one of those I'm a tab whore.
Greg, do you have more than one tab open when you're watching porn?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you have more than one tab open when you're watching porn?
No.
Exactly. I have a minimum of four. Depending.
But what does that mean?
All right.
Why do you need so, like...
I see my wife watch porn. She watches it totally different than I do. Like, I'm there for, like, you know, all I really need is, like, a good, you know, a minute clip if it's really good.
Okay.
Like, my wife, she's going to be asking questions. She's going to be like, all right, what are they doing? Alright.
As she's watching it?
As she, like, and again, this isn't women in general. I'm just talking about my wife. The difference between my wife, who's a woman, and me, who's a man. In our particular relationship. Right? Like, I feel like it's a lot more complicated. We need to do a lot more just because we've been doing it more.
Okay.
So
hold up, kids. Let me break it down to you. Because I think I can speak for all of us here. So we have the porn we like, right?
Yeah.
You guys both have go-tos, right? Go-to searches. Or go-to porn stars? Like, if you're like...
I have go-to searches, not stars.
So, like, if you're like, all right, I'm going to jack off, but you don't feel like searching, you have someone or something in mind to go to. Right?
Yeah, of course. All
right, so I have a favorites.
But they have to alternate. You know what I'm saying? It's like five of them.
So I have... I don't
shake your head, Tony.
Dude, I don't know about you, but I have a favorites list, mm-hmm. and I have a liked list. So, like, I can go back and see the shit that I watch. So if I need to... So if I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch a Redbone squirt. If I want to watch some Jada Fire, if I want to watch some Kira Noir, I might give it some August Ames. I might go old school and watch some Obsession. Mm. I have options. And then in between those options, I have sections. I have Jada Fire and a giant orgy with Pinky and some other ones.
You have a way, but this is connected to our conversation.
What is this, a basketball bracket? What the hell are you talking about? You're
getting
starting at the starting at big booty.
This goes into our conversation we had about hip hop, right? Like, I don't, I love hip hop. Hip hop's part of me. Like, I grew up in the inner city.
Pause before you get into music.
But am I getting into music?
No, he's explaining.
But I don't understand. Like, I don't remember. I don't memorize lyrics at all. I just know the type of music I like. Right, I like the style of music. So I think with you like lyrics. You go to the lyrics, you're a lyricist, you like that type of stuff. I think with porn, is kind of the same thing. Like, I like broad categories. Like, I'm not going to go into what I like because Toy's looking at me mad. I agree with you.
That's real specific.
No,
like,
but you got but
I do.
We got bullet points in 1, 2, and 3. And like,
I know a lot of dudes like that. And
yeah,
I know a lot of women like that, to be honest.
I got to have my bullet points, man. Yeah, like,
I'm more of a you go to, like, threesome, and then...
Yeah, that's me right there.
But I also
find something that looks appropriate from the little quick preview, and then get in there, and then, like, 5 minutes...
Sometimes I do that, too. Sometimes I'll scroll through the first 3 sections to see what's new, mm-hmm. and if I like it, and I'll go with it. But if I like it, but I don't want to watch it now, I send it to my favorite.
Can I ask you a question, though?
You do a lot.
Is there
I just
any
look
other
and turn, I got it under private and all that. Like, I don't even want people to know I be searching for that stuff.
Nah, is there any other purpose to watching porn than to masturbate?
I find it hilarious sometimes.
Really?
Yeah,
I only
absolutely.
Look at it to masturbate. Yeah. I have no other reason to look at it. Pornhub. No, actually, I don't even use Pornhub. I use XXX videos because somebody in this room got me hip to that one.
XXX.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is. That one.
I remember that conversation.
Yeah.
It's a good one. But, yeah, Google's also good.
Yeah.
Google's great.
You know what's disappointing?
Wait, what?
Google.
Just
Google the thing.
You Google something you're looking for and just go with it. Like, if I specifically, like, okay, but, so example.
Just, I'm flabbergasted.
Just
like,
just
my
Google
mind, I don't know if you saw it, it was like, boom, like, my mind, really?
Yeah. I explained it to my wife one time.
That just Google.
Just Google it. Because she was curious at what, like, this was years ago, but she was curious as to what kind of porn I watch. Right? We had that conversation.
What's your top 3?
My top 3 categories?
Yeah. Like, if you just, all right, so what's your category if you need a quickie? If you need
a
just quick touch and go.
Ebony Amateur.
Okay. Now, what category do you look at if... Greg,
let's go down the line. Greg, do you have a go-to?
Yeah, Greg.
He's like, nope.
What's your quickie video?
Yo, Greg regrets coming to this episode.
Man. All right, we're going to skip Greg on the quickie. Skip. You don't do quickies. All right, so quickie, you just need to get one and be out the door.
I'd probably either go with Obsession or Pinky. Actually, no, Obsession or August Ames.
When you say Obsession, is that a category or is that a person?
It's a person.
Okay.
I either go Obsession or I go August Ames if I just need just to get off real quick.
What's her name?
August Ames.
My sister used to call me Chesty Morgan. Is that a bad thing?
You like big breast porn?
Well, no, she used to... He's so slow. Why is he here? My God.
Yeah, I'm a little tipsy, first of all. Toya came and got us all drunk. So y'all know.
Wow, I did that?
Yes.
Don't look at it. But they're all over age, so don't feel bad. Mm-hmm. If I need a quickie, I go to...
It really should take you this long to figure this out.
I know. I was thinking either threesome or anal.
Anal?
Even though I don't do it, I like to watch it.
Really?
It's intriguing.
That's interesting. Just to watch it.
Because you know what? With the anal, there's usually a lot of head.
Yeah.
So you get to see a lot of mouth and penis.
But see, I think with that category in particular, there's a lot of amateur with that. And the reason why I like amateur is because it seems more natural. I don't like porn.
I don't want any of the stars in the video. Like, I don't need to know your name. Like, if I see the name Pinky, I'm scrolling. Like, I know your name. Yeah. I should know your name.
But Pinky's in a lot of joint sets.
I don't know anyone. I shouldn't know your name.
But here's the thing. I don't like the shit where you know the girls are usually faking. Because you're on video. There's angles, all the other stuff. Even the amateur stuff. Even the men are faking. The men need fluffers. Right? But I don't want it to sound.
What do you guys think about POV?
I like POV. If it's amateur.
It's hit or miss.
It's really hit or miss.
POV is really hit or miss for me. Mm-hmm. I've seen some really good ones. Is
POV for women?
No.
That's why I want it.
He's like, so why would it do it for you? Yeah. It doesn't do it for me. Although I do want
but
to
like,
get
you
a female or a male.
You like the anal category, but a lot of anal categories
and
are POV.
I would strap up and get a girl. So POV wouldn't be a problem for me. It just doesn't do it for me.
Can I change my answer for my favorite category?
Actually, if I got a female, yes, I would use. I would look at it.
I know
more
what you're
going
to say, and I have
something
to say
about
it. Toya, can I change my answer for my favorite
God,
category?
No, it's too late. It's already locked in.
Listen.
But they're going to check the tape. My wife answered the question.
Watch this. Host veto. So,
because they're going to check the tape. My wife actually answered the question. She actually was right.
Mm. What?
Girl on girl with the strap. That's my shit.
Girl on girl with the strap is good.
That's my shit.
But let me tell you, girl on girl isn't really as good as everyone makes it out to be. I think girl on girl is kind of overrated.
What?
You have to get two really hot women. Not even really hot.
Really into each other. And they are really like all over each other.
But
Or just really sensual. Because sometimes you watch it, it's like, you're not even enjoying this. Like, I've heard porn stars say this when they're just like, I don't like working with other women who don't like doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes it's just like...
Well, you can tell when the performance is... You can tell by the performance, right? You can tell if they're not... You know what I'm saying?
And this is a me thing, but I kind of want a money shot, too.
Do you guys look at more black, more white, more Hispanic? Do you mix it up?
I don't see color.
I probably lean more towards black than I do anything else, but I do mix it up. Like I like
more
it's funny.
Black than anything, but you mix it.
I think it's more black than anything,
but you mix it.
I definitely
same for you.
Yeah.
I like white. It's weird, and I'm not white.
Have you ever had sex with a white guy?
No.
That's why.
But not white guys, only white women.
Why are you fetishizing?
So it's either enter or it's just black.
So black dude with a white woman.
Yeah.
So you've watched black.com then?
No.
I swear we introduced you to
You watch gay porn?
Yes. But you knew this.
I'm just saying more and more women say that they enjoy gay male.
You porn. Know what it is? I know it sounds crazy to men, but it's two hot men, right? Okay? Mm-hmm. Just like y'all like two hot women, okay? There's two hard penises, just like y'all like two wet pussies. So we get excited because it's like, now when they're into
But what about that?
I know. See, that depends on the person. Yeah. I personally, I can enjoy it and get off to it. Some people can't. But it to me, it's just, it's a hole. I mean,
but for it's guys, sexy. Two people have the sex. Two sexy people have the sex.
So and
sexy.
It's just because while he's going in, you still see a whole other penis. It's like there's more penis around. So, it's just penises everywhere.
But which is weird because like I don't see two women like having sex and then just going, oh, two vaginas. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that has
to be. I mean,
that,
I don't.
Yeah, so like,
that, I don't be thinking much
about enjoying black.com.
But then again, with women, you got penis, you got boobs, you got butt. You know, men, it's only but two things. I like butt, so there's two things. There's butt and penis. And I get both when it's two men. It's like penis, butt, butt. I mean, what is.
Yo, is it problematic to just say, like.
Is that the Konami code? Women? Penis, butt, butt? Is it the Konami code for Contra? Penis,
is that the
that's like 30 men?
The 30 men?
Yes.
Penis, butt. I think so. That was on the obscure Russian version. So are we done talking about the porn?
Well, no. Okay, so now, if you're pre-gaming before a female comes around.
Well, I'm married. I don't got pre-gaming anymore.
So you don't pre-game at all, even though you're married?
I don't talk about. Me and my wife, we read the Bible.
Oh, you're whack. Anyway,
and then
what do you mean by pregame?
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, you kind of stroke it a little. Know. I'm not saying you actually get off, but you know, you just.
I will say this. Go ahead.
That's when you pretty much. You do your thing before.
Yeah.
She comes.
You get through. You get the easy one out the cage.
Yeah. You crank one.
Don't act like you don't pregame. Like you don't know what I mean.
You know what's
so
funny?
If you pregame, what you looking at? The same thing? The quickie video or something
really,
different?
I don't really pregame anymore. I don't really pregame anymore.
You get it out.
A pregame thing is one of those times where, like, I think it was like.
If you had a drought, like, you know, a few weeks, maybe a month, maybe more, depending on your situation.
But
if you're single, like most single dudes are going to have a drop. Most single people are going to have a drop.
Yes, absolutely.
Period. Even if you're the player of the world, like whatever, you're going to have a drop. And then with men, if it's been a while, you know what I mean? You might think that, yo, it's been a while. I'm going to mess with this girl. I need to put my best foot forward.
Yes.
Right? That's when you're going to, you know, do a little pre-cum, right?
But the question was, what do you watch? Is it the same type of video?
It's a quickie thing, though. You just go for the quickie.
And answering old man's question here, I don't think married men in relatively healthy sexual relationships with their wives have to really, you know, do that.
I kind of think you do because when you, like, we we're married. So, like, you get that one moment when you're like, you're doing it, and you're like, oh, fuck, I should have pregame because I'm about to let off now.
Well, I don't know. Because I know
some days where I'm just like, yeah, I'm about to let one out the chamber before I do this later on tonight.
I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about a friend. You know what I'm saying? But,
What happened to this friend?
I'm talking about me.
What happened to the friend,
huh? What happened to the friend? Yeah. I'm just saying that, I forgot what to say. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, you know what you're we'll be right back after word from our sponsors.
Yeah.
Greetings! We are the Retro Redoctopus Cephala Podcast, a bi-weekly show that celebrates all the things that made growing up awesome.
He's right! We wax philosophic about lots of geeky crap like old video games and movies, toys, cartoons, I don't know, help me out here.
Music, pants, quoting video games that don't have dialogues, shabibbing, tasty news,
unnecessarily long Japanese onomatopoeia,
butt breathers, uncomfortable nature facts,
or how to install a samoflange.
And unlike all those other podcasts, we at Retro Redoctopus have an exciting rotating host schedule.
Do we?
We sure do.
So, if you didn't like the guy flapping his gums this week,
like me,
worry not, gentle listener. Next week, we'll have a whole new host.
Of problems.
Hey, they might still suck, but they'll suck differently.
And you know what's really cool? Retro Redoctopus is part of the Inebriard Podcast Network, with new episodes out every Tentacle Tuesday.
Which is like every other Tuesday. We named it.
Anyways, you can listen to us at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or straight from the tab, redoctopus.buzzsprout.com.
And we're back. Thank you for listening. Before we get into the next topic, don't forget to go to oldmanwade.com. You can find all our articles. We have two up now. More will be coming in the future.
You want to see what those two are?
Javi, talk about yours first.
All right. So it's an oldie, but it's a deep dive
into the State of the Union. It's called President Fuckface Say Some Shit. That's not the exact title, but that's what Old Man Wade calls it.
That's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start something called The Weekend Watch, where every week and every other weekend, I will review a movie that I think people should really, a movie, TV show, or whatever that people should get into. Something for them to watch on the weekend.
What was the first, what was that movie you did?
Black Dynamite.
It was a very good read, man.
So, get into that. More stuff will be coming soon. If you're listening to us on iTunes, hit us with the 5 stars. If you hate the show, hit us with 5 stars and then shit on it. I'm perfectly okay with it as long as we get the 5 stars.
Shit, give us a 1 star. Just freaking listen to the show. Shit.
Yeah, download the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. So, Super Woke.
Yo.
You have some issues.
With what?
Joe Budden's comments.
And I have issues with Joe Budden's comments.
Even though he's married to...
Are you calling out Joe Budden?
Even though he's engaged to a Caribbean woman.
You said he has a black friend.
Did you see him on Love & Hip Hop get wild with Safari? Are you sure you call it for Joey? Because he will take you out.
Joey? No, I'm not that old ass up. No. So, honestly, yeah, I really respect Joe Budden. Like, this, and that's why it kind of hurt me. Like,
I like Joe Budden too.
Like, yo.
I do.
I supported Joe Budden when everybody was calling him old, cranky, even though he was coming at artists that I like, but I understood it. Like, he seemed like somebody that came from the industry, knew what he was talking about, and every single time Joe Budden opened his mouth, even if he disagreed, it seemed like he was coming from a place of knowledge, right?
Right.
But these last comments in regards to the what women intend to do when they spend hundreds of dollars on masquerade. Right? So these costumes that you see in the Trinidadian Carnival, Toronto Carnival, even the Carnival in Boston, right? These women spend a lot of money, right? And a lot of men spend a lot of money to go out and just express their culture, right? That's all I'm going to say. And so what Joe Budden ended up saying, instead of, you know, respecting that institution that's hundreds of years old, that comes from slave culture, he goes and says that women dress up to be hoes. Like, I heard his apology, and I still fuck with Joe Budden. But I think it highlights some misunderstanding that some people have.
Do you feel like his apology was sincere?
Okay. I do. I honestly think if anybody throws the jaw cure into his apology to Caribbean people, he knows what he's doing.
So here's my thing.
Yeah.
I want to point something out you said.
Oh, God.
You said that...
Me and old man get a fight, just so y'all
know. We might, which would make for good context. So if we do fight, just don't hit me in the nuts. That's a low blow.
I got you. But don't hit me in the face. I need it.
Toya, you're in charge of recording it to make sure it goes up.
Who says Wall Star? Greg?
All right,
work.
What did you say?
He's going to say Wall Star. He's going to shout out Wall Star. Okay, all
right,
work.
You said that women spend hundreds of dollars for these costumes.
Yes. Or more hundreds, actually.
No,
more.
Hundreds.
Yeah, plus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do women spend hundreds of dollars to look good and to go to the club? That's a yes.
Maybe.
That's a definite yes.
It depends on where they're going. If they're going to, like,
Rainbow, but they do it. $20. They do it, right?
Yeah.
So, do women spend hundreds of dollars on clothes to go out and hoe?
So here's...
No, blah, blah, blah.
No, but...
Answer the question.
I can't answer that question because I don't know what hoe means. Like, what are you talking about?
What type of hoe?
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Are you talking about a stripper hoe? Yeah. Are you talking about a streetwalker hoe? Are you talking about what type of
because
hoe?
Because let me just say a disclaimer. So, my wife dresses in masquerade.
Let's just say promiscuous.
Okay. I'm not talking about how they're dressing. I said to hoe. Do women go out with the intention, A... to hoe, which is literally the definition of going out to have sex for monetary gain.
Do people go out to fuck a bunch of people?
Let me finish.
Yeah.
I'm asking two questions, and you can answer them both. Yeah. Do women go out to hoe in the literal definition of being having sex with someone to get monetary gain? And do women go out with the intention of spending $100 literally to go out just to have sex?
So I'm going to answer the question for you.
Yes.
I'm going to answer that question. Women...
It's a yes or no question.
But it's not.
Do women do it?
No.
So no women do
women,
it?
Women, that's not your question.
I'm sorry. Do some women do it?
Yeah, of course.
Then what are we arguing about here? Because that's my whole point. That women do... But
what we're arguing... I know what we're arguing is people speaking out of ignorance, right? So in Carnival, right, there's multiple audiences that go to Carnival.
That's my point. Joe Budden, that is exactly my point.
Yes, okay, that's your point. But what Joe Budden's point was making, he was saying women that go into masquerade is a specific thing, right? So when you see women as my friends that might not know Carnival, like, oh, these scantily cladded bitches, blah, 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 blah. I gotta check them. Like, I've been checking niggas on this shit for years, bro. And not out of any animosity, but I just know people don't understand it, right? There's two different crowds. You got the people that go out there to just take all their stress from work, from their relationships, from their families. They go out, they drink. Great. I know, I'm not going to go into details, but I know you've been out to Carnival a couple times, right?
Yeah, I have.
And you've seen a lot of things. How much hoeing you see out there?
A lot.
How much hoeing do you see out of the people that are in the wearing the masquerade, those women? And when you say hoeing, describe hoeing. Is it dancing?
Okay. Or is it... The way I see it is like... No, not dancing, of course.
Yeah.
Not. He's referring to... The way I took it is, yeah. For one, it was taken, what he said was taken out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good chance that the person that took that 7-second clip,
mm-hmm,
knew it was out of context, yeah, but it was so convenient.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm, it was just something that can be misconstrued so easily that they just decided to run with it, like a lot of other things, yeah, that pop up in the news.
Oh, and for the record, when you come for this podcast, suck my dick.
Oh, you can come, man. We got Zoom.
He was specifically talking about... He was basically saying the way I took it,
yeah,
he said women can't wait to put on their costumes and act like hoes.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about the culture at all.
Mm-hmm.
He was point blank was not talking about the culture. He was talking about the women who don't give a shit about, mm-hmm, the culture,
mm-hmm,
who just decide to put on something scantily clad,
yeah,
and act promiscuous.
Which I...
Like, yeah, women do on Halloween, mm-hmm, like women do on any
so
situation.
No, let him finish, because I want Kastoria. We're going to let you go uninterrupted as the one...
We're going to let Toya go?
As the one West Indian woman in the room.
Wait, that was pretty problematic, old man. We're going to let Toya go?
And here's the thing.
Anyone who's listening to the show knows I don't let Toya do anything.
This is his show.
He's
not talking about every single woman that puts it on. He's referring to a specific group of women who actually do that. And me, as a person who had to work these parades, mm-hmm, these carnivals,
mm-hmm,
yeah, there you have your people who wear the costumes and everything, and they're there to celebrate the culture. And they're not acting like quote-unquote hoes or anything. And then you have other women who are dressed like that, and they literally act like hoes. I've been groped like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, like, women, like, all over me, twerking on me, throwing me their number. Sexual.
So here's the thing. Is it sexual? Is it promiscuous? Is it being a hoe?
Let me answer your question by a conversation, yeah, I had with your wife.
I'm bigging up your wife though.
Because we were actually talking about Carnival.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how, and she was explaining to me what the Carnival means. She was explaining to me why there's a masquerade. She was explaining to me, mm-hmm, like the slave aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, damn, it's a fucking shame that you have a bunch of ignorant Americans running around fucking this shit up for everyone else.
Yes, and we agree.
And that is the problem. Because you have people in and out the culture,
yeah, uh-huh,
who do dumb shit, not realizing this is something that is more than just a party and a bunch of scantily clad women. It's more than that. It's the whole thing. Sorry, Toya, you should be speaking more. Go ahead. I apologize for that. Was that
just like a man.
Yeah, just like a man.
So, I'm gonna have to agree with Greg. I feel like if that's what he was trying to... No. If that's what he was trying to say, I think he just shouldn't have used the word masquerade. I feel like he's more so talking about the crowd than the actual people in the actual parade.
I agree.
Because the crowd is raunchy as AF.
Hell yeah.
But every time I've gone to the carnival, the people in the actual parade, yeah, they're dancing, they're a little raunchy, but they're not like off the hook.
And I think it's relative, right? Because you're from Trinidad. Right. You're half Trinidadian.
I'm from
Yeah, you're half Trinidadian. You're probably half. Yes. I was born in Boston, but I was immersed in this culture.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then what might be provocative dancing to one person ain't it's shit not, to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't shit to us.
Right, because dancing in Jamaica is totally different than dancing in a club here.
And I remember going to carnival with some of my more American friends, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even do carnival anymore. Like, I used to do that. And that's the thing. Carnival is a universal thing. There's kids there from all ages. But
carnival here is watered down.
And it's so, and the thing is, there's another thing, too. If you look at other carnivals, like more major carnivals, mm-hmm. so Toronto, for instance, mm-hmm. right? The people in the parade are actually separated from the general audience for the same thing that you guys are talking about.
Yes.
From people that don't understand the culture.
Because it's supposed to be an actual expression.
Exactly. And then when you see women, like if I see a young lady, right? Even if my wife, I could be at carnival. My wife begging me to go to carnival sometimes, right? I just don't like, I'm do it. But if I'll go there, I see what would be considered not fully dressed young lady, right?
Scantily
clad, right? Mm-hmm. I might have little drinks in my system, and I might bust a line, right? That's when you bust a line, mm-hmm. dance with the girl, whatever. And then some of my friends would be like, yo, your girl knows you dance with her like that? My girl's over there dancing with somebody.
It's
like,
it's the culture. You just
ain't nobody out there I'm not out there thinking like I'm about to fuck this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No, right. I'm taking all the stress for the year from out. Work out.
From this time.
I'm getting drunk. Mm-hmm. I'm fetting. Mm-hmm. It's just like Mardi Gras. It's like you might have the people that show their tits or whatever. Even that part of the culture, but not everybody.
I feel like what he said was correct. It is like Halloween. I said that. I agree with Joe Budden. They use that one for the summer, and they use Halloween for the fall. You get to do what you want, dress how you want, so you can look like a hoe, be a hoe, but without being called a hoe.
Yeah.
So I do agree that a lot of people, but I feel like the people actually in the actual carnival,
yeah.
I feel like 70% of those people are actually there for the right reasons.
If not more.
It's the crowd, right.
It is.
That's what he should have said. He misspoke when he said the people actually in the carnival.
And that's my beef. And that's why I forget things.
So you, you know what I mean? You
and I know some slack. A lot of my dudes are like that. And I'm not the type of person to be like, I'm for black. I don't care what kind of black you are. You could be from Mississippi or you could be from freaking Nigeria. Right. I'm for you if you're black.
Right.
I just understand that this black isn't a monolith.
I'm rooting for all the black
right? people. And I understand some of my black friends that are more American than I am don't understand it. So I have patience with that. Because, yo, we're black. The same people that want to kill me want to fucking kill you. Right? So I'm not, yo, I'll forgive Joe Budden, but he spoke out of ignorance. You know what I'm saying? He spoke out of ignorance. Plain and simple.
He just missed.
I know masquerade people who specifically do this. They don't give a fuck about the culture. They just give a fuck about spending the money, mm-hmm. looking good, and going out there and fucking something later. A lot. We mutually have friends who specifically.
That's a lot of money to spend just to get some dick.
Yo, you could just go to Carnival with a T-shirt,
right?
And get some.
Yeah, you know that. But everyone in this room realized that.
Not me. I want no dick.
We've all seen men and women who spend a ton of money.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, for me, from my experience, and you know me, like I know most of the women in my life. Most of the women in my life. Most of the women in my life. Do carnival. Right?
Yeah.
They do carnival. And for years, since we were kids, they did carnival as a kid
and
up to an adult. My uncles, DJs, they were on a big truck. Like, this is part of my...
But you gotta realize you have a different view.
Exactly. And that's why I'm not... That's why, I will forgive Joe Budden because I understand where that comes from. I understand there's a lot of culture votes. I wouldn't even call it a culture because we're all black. The carnival is part of black people trying to express shit mm-hmm. that they couldn't express because we were slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Same shit as Mardi Gras, whatever it may be, whatever. Black people, like, we need to fucking de-stress any way we can, and carnival is what we do. And the reason why I'm so offended by it is because it gives...
Are you triggered, Hobby?
I'm fucking triggered, bro. It gives a false impression of what's actually happening, and it gives credence to the people that should... I'm not going to say it shouldn't be there, but it gives credence to the people that don't understand it and give it a bad name. That's my only issue.
I can agree with that.
That's my only issue.
Okay. I agree. I can agree with that.
I'll be in my corner.
Note to self. No more Lord Hobo.
No Glorious for this one over here.
I mean, close to being drunk. All right. So, you know, you bring up a point. Something else I want to say. Something Joe Budden. And I know, not Joe. Something Joe Budden talked. Something me and Javi were talking about recently about the not being black enough thing.
Jesus Christ. I got destroyed online a couple of times for you.
So I've had this conversation with Greg a million times, and I think I've actually might have had the conversation here about who is and isn't fucking black.
Yeah.
And that shit cracks me the fuck up. And it's not even just like the who's black or who's not black conversation, because now it's evolved.
Yeah.
And you had a conversation with someone where they were like, you're not black because your ancestors weren't slaves.
Yo,
and,
don't tell me. Yo,
and,
oh my God.
Then, the best part about that was you're Honduran, which is Central American, and you're Haitian, which is Caribbean, right?
And I was born in Boston, which is arguably, or used to be, one of the racist cities in America.
It's the most undercover racist city of all time.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, people who don't act, people who
and I look black. I ain't one of them light, like, nothing wrong with being light skinned. But you're not going to look at me.
No, I'm triggering.
No.
Minus you ain't Mark. Yeah. We all those brown in here.
Yeah. I'm getting shot.
I'm actually light skinned. These are just the tattoos.
Yeah, right. You got tanned.
So, the part that kills me is, like, if people actually knew their history, one, Haiti was a stop point for fucking slavery.
Like every island in the Caribbean.
Yes. Yeah. It was and then like if basic knowledge of world history would tell you that Central America was slaughtered and enslaved.
Yeah.
Like it's the reason they speak fucking Spanish there.
Yeah.
That wasn't the fucking that wasn't the language of Central America was not fucking Spanish.
There's a reason why black people are Central American. And it wasn't because we were just like, yo, let's just
Why are we having this? Why is that a thing now? Why are we? What's with the struggle Olympics? I hate the struggle Olympics.
So, do you really like?
I want a legitimate like answer. Why,
so apparently, there's this movement that's been around for a while. American descendants of slaves, ADOS, which, for the most part,
my thoughts exactly. So
for the most part, I support acknowledging people that can trace their lineage all the way to slavery in this country.
Bless you.
That's cool. Like, I'm all for that. Like, do that. Like, we need to know. Like, I don't know shit about my history because you just explained it. It's super diluted and it comes from slaves. Right?
We don't need to do that because as soon as you do that, your DNA's in the system and any uncle, cousin, or whoever who committed a crime now is in the police system.
Yep.
And now they're grabbing your cousin. Don't do
it. You're right. Don't DNA snitch.
I'm not doing that. I want to know my history, but I'll never do it.
I mean, it's really hard for us to, like...
I've seen articles.
Well, you're American, right? Like, you can trace your heritage.
But not helping the officers out.
My name is super fucking Irish.
Yeah, like, you would be considered an ADOS. You would be considered an American descendant of...
So, funny story for you. So, my wife was at work, and they asked her, like, oh, how'd you get that last name? She goes, that's my husband's last name. And it was a white woman asking that. And she said in the background, there was this black chick, like, chuckling. And she goes, oh, how'd your husband get the last name Lynch? And she goes, well. And explained, like...
It was a shit.
And explained, like, you know, like, the raping and,
like
giving a name that necessarily might not be yours.
Yeah.
And one woman was like, oh, yeah. it's a thing. My last name is... I used to get pamphlets in the mail, like, you know, Return to the Motherland, and it was from Ireland.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you most likely have Irish
names. I'm sure I do. And my grandmother's maiden name is, actually, her maiden name is Southern and Black as shit, so never mind.
Yeah, so that goes into the whole ADOS thing. So, and I don't know if this is an entire movement, but the people that I've been having a conversation with, right? It seems like they feel like as an AD, as an American descendant of, a descendant of slave, they have, and again, I don't know about the whole entire movement. I've been looking at it, and I don't think this is their beliefs, but the people I've been talking to...
Hey, come at us.
Yeah.
Share this thing over and over again and tell us how shitty we are.
Exactly. So, American descendants of slaves, I think the ones I've been talking to, feel like they have a monopoly on black suffering, right? So, I had this conversation. I think I was talking about reparations, right? Saying how the Democrats are just using reparations just to get votes, right? And then that boils down into, yo... You're not a black American, so you shouldn't even be talking about reparations. Your family didn't go through the same thing my family went through here in America. Right? So you don't have the right to talk about this shit. Which is fucked up because I'm a black person in America. I'm just as likely to suffer the same shit you're suffering. You pause it?
No, I was just fucking with the volume.
Right? And not just that. Nigga, my ancestors were slaves too. Right? And
I'm
not
even... On both sides.
Yeah, and their argument is valid. Right? If there are going to be reparations for American slaves, if that can happen, it should go to people that can trace a lineage straight to American slaves. But don't tell me that I have privilege because I'm a fucking Caribbean Central American. Are you fucking serious? Do you know what fucking not black Central Americans have to go through in this fucking country? Haitian, nigga? Get the fuck out of here. I'm done.
Greg, you lamented because I think we were both in high school around a time where people were just shitting on fucking, like, Haitian people. And now you had, like, a lot of people had to hide their nationality.
Yeah, Haitian people was like... You know what? It was Haitian people and Mexican people.
It was Mexican too here? Yeah. Right, are you serious?
Back then, it was like a sin to be...
You graduated in 99?
From high school in 99.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, in the 90s, it was like a cardinal sin to be Haitian mm-hmm. or Mexican. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it was cool to be Jamaican. It was cool to be Trinidadian. But if you were Haitian, nah.
It was funny. On the other side of that, you could be Dominican or Puerto Rican.
I think the reason why they gave like the Trinidadians and the Jamaicans a pass because they had the music that everybody liked.
You know, but things,
they had the food that everybody liked.
That too, but I think their migration came. So don't sleep. So I know like some of my uncles that were Trinidadian. And the reason why like the Caribbean community in mm-hmm. like Boston in particular is so close. My mom would tell me stories coming from Honduras, whatever, right? Their accent is kind of West Indian, right? So when they speak English, some people be like, oh, are you Jamaican? But they're not. But they would come, like, in the 70s. The same shit I remember hearing as a Haitian, like, mm-hmm. half-Haitian, they would get, like, in the 70s. Like, curry chicken. Like, what the hell is that? Like, you know what I mean? So it took
delicious.
It wasn't that, though. It wasn't that. So I think that... They went through it, and just like almost every minority in this country, unfortunately, they forget what happened to them, and they just take that shit and apply it to the next group.
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember back in high school, like, it was like segregation in my high school between black Americans and the Haitians.
Yeah, they Mexicans, a certain corner in like the Nigeria.
There was like legit set. I went to a high school in Connecticut. Norwalk.
Sounds like High Park High.
It was like, and they called High Park High Haitian High.
High Park High was Haitian High.
We literally called it Haitian High. And what made it so bad was like that was insulting. Like calling it Haitian High was insulting.
Yeah, you felt like you were doing something.
Remember end of the year when you got that slip in the mail that would tell you which school you were going to the following year. And then if you got Haitian High, everybody was clowning you. Like, it was crazy, but...
Yeah, I remember, because, like, everyone here should probably know this, because, like, I was a year behind, so I graduated in 2000. Mm-hmm. And I got... So the three schools my father signed me up for, in reverse, it was West Roxbury, which is where I went to, but his number two option was Dorchester.
Oh, shit.
And everyone was like, is your dad trying to get you killed? Like, can you picture my temper in fucking Dorchester High?
Yo.
I would have got shot day two.
I feel like, because I think we were in high school, you're a little bit older than me, but I feel like we're high school the same, like, decade, like, the same few years.
When did you graduate?
2002.
Yeah, so
I was
you were...
03.
So, yeah, so you were a freshman when I was a senior, and you were a sophomore when I was a senior.
I can't think of a high school in that era. Because I feel like a lot of people like got out of jail and shit. Like, I can't think of a high school in that area that you wouldn't get stabbed in.
My number one choice
was English, and that was only because I didn't know it was a trash
school. Oh, you definitely wouldn't get stabbed in English.
I didn't know it was a trash-ass school. I wish I knew.
You get stabbed in English?
You get hit with, like, locks from lockers.
English?
They had a Somalian and black, like, clash
fun,
and, like...
Fun fact about English high school. It's the first public high school in America.
Yeah, we knew that.
I actually didn't know that.
Mm. Anyways, you learned shit on the Old Man Late Show.
There was a rivalry between my school. I hated people from there, but we had a couple of good rivalries. Like my best games in basketball, I had against their team, and their team was fucking loaded. Mm. But they were string beans, and I was always stronger than them. So.
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
Huh?
What are we talking about
here? I'm running off. You know how we do. But yeah, so
no, I'm like, how did we get to this tangent?
It's the Old Man Wade Show.
Oh, super professional.
Yeah. The Old Man Wade Show. Super professional.
Yo. How are you going to call him out like that, though?
It's what we do. It's what friends do. Toya, if it was you, you would have done the same thing.
Next topic. We're over Joe Budden. What's next?
That means I gotta go and actually look at the oh, I
guess have any opinion about stuff people are clueless with? About? Or do you want us?
You got somewhere to be?
I'm chilling.
All right, so we can. If everyone else leaves, we can talk about this. So I have a question, and this is a surprise topic no one knows about. Has anybody here had sex with an ex they wish they never had sex?
No
with?
Shit. No comment.
That they wish they never had sex with.
Yeah, no, I'll let y'all talk about this shit.
Wait, we're picking an ex that we wish we just.
You don't have to name the person, but
never met, never had sex with.
No, do you have an ex that you wish you've never had sex with? Like someone you're like, damn, I wish I never would have fucked them.
What would be your reasoning for that?
And it doesn't matter because I'm gonna get something.
I can think of maybe one or two people.
Greg, do you have an ex that you're like, God, I wish I didn't fuck them?
No.
Hobby?
No comment.
Alright. Do you guys know who Mel B is?
Yes.
Yeah. From Spice Girls?
I guess. Mm-hmm. Mel B says she had her vagina scraped to remove traces of her ex.
Oh shit.
Now, I don't feel that extreme about what I, did. No.
Spice Girl Mel B recently revealed that she had the inside of her vagina, quote unquote, scraped to get rid of all traces of her ex-husband, Stephen Belafonte.
Yeah, that can work.
If that term makes you clench your legs, you're not alone. Now, OBGYNs everywhere are taking to the internet to tell women to never, ever have their vagina scraped seriously, never. In a December interview with The Guardian to promote her new memoir, Brutally Honest, Mel B, a.k.a. Melanie Brown, said, they scrape the inside of my vagina and put new tissue in. It's almost like a rape victim would do, essentially. You want to scrub yourself clean. In her memoir, Brown claims Belafonte abused her both physically and mentally through their 10-year marriage.
Hey, whatever. I mean,
so whatever it takes.
If that's what she needed to do to feel cleansed from that toxic relationship, I guess, it seems highly extreme, but
to each their own, I
guess. I mean, I'd rather just burn some incense or something.
Honestly, and that story, I remember following that story. Like, I think I follow it. Like, it was so crazy that it was hard.
I understand.
To miss it. And to be honest with you, the shit that she went through, if it really happened, shit, fucking bleach your whole vagina, nigga. Fuck that nigga.
Cause I still want it to be nice for someone who deserves it. Like, I'm not scraping shit.
I don't think she really did that.
I think she did. Really? She seems a little extra.
She might be a little.
Remember, it's 10 years of abuse.
That's what I was gonna say. 10 years of abuse. She might nobody be a comes out of that point. Normal.
Right.
At all.
Nobody comes out of a 10-year abusive relationship like totally normal. So
I'm of two minds about that. Like, I agree, like, because, like, on her side, it's like, well, what the fuck do you do? And if that's what you need to do to, like, move on.
Therapy.
Like, I'm a big proprietor's therapist. But sometimes, like, you do the extreme thing when you're, like, when you're really down and out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a recovering cutter who couldn't deal with emotions. So I was cutting myself to feel something. You know what I mean? She went, obviously, 10 times, like, in a different direction because, like, 10 years of, like, abuse can, well, take a toll on someone. But I just wonder whether or not, like, could there have been another option for her?
I mean, therapy.
Right.
Like, scraping your fucking...
Come on, that's not going to fix your mental.
Yeah,
go see someone, talk it out, move on, next.
Now you have all that trauma plus a scraped vagina.
Right. Like, a dry-ass scraped vagina.
Exactly. It's new tissue, though. Like, so it probably will still work out the same way. So it's like... It's
and like then, like, it's 14-year-old tissue or some young girl's tissue is tissue.
You don't know that.
It's probably some old lady's tissue.
You don't know that.
So I will say this. I don't have any exes that I regret, but I do have some, not exes that I messed with that I regret. Took a couple for the team. Wish it didn't happen.
God, I can't wait to put that fucking conversation out. Yeah. Took one for the team. Greg, have you ever taken one for the team?
No.
Thank you, Greg. It ain't never worth it. It's risking all for the team.
Yo, if you lived in a dorm, you took one for the team.
I don't make that choice. He makes that choice. You know what I mean? Like,
yo, the look on Greg's face was like the pure nothing. Disgust. Like, how dare you even ask me that question?
Yeah, I feel judged, Greg.
Have you taken one for the team?
Yeah.
I have never.
Absolutely.
I have never. Well,
well, you're okay. Well, can I say something? You're the pretty friend.
Well, no.
No, I don't know. You are.
No, because in middle school, right. I feel like middle school I was don't count. Not.
You were fucking in middle school.
I was not sexing, but that doesn't mean my friends weren't sexing. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I have maybe let a guy fill me up while my friend was doing what she was doing, but I would never have intercourse with my friend. I don't care what you're doing. You better figure that out. Your game better be strong enough. No. Mm-hmm. Just no. The answer's no.
Yo, I feel like I was bamboozled. I feel like my friends lied to me.
I was a piece of shit and didn't give a fuck.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I lived in a dorm. The dorms were separated by sex. So niggas had to be creative.
Retract that. Because even the one that I let fill me up was someone I was interested in. It wasn't like it was just a friend who tagged along. Mm.
You seem like
it was someone that
standards.
I wanted to...
Do women take it for the team? Are there... No, I feel, do women I, do that? I can't see how to do that.
I feel like you're a major league. I think
what women do is, like, entertain somebody.
Entertain
a guy.
Yeah, like, let's watch a movie. Giggle, but...
Sit across the room and distract them while they're like...
I'll even sit next to you and distract you, but I'm not going to touch you. I'm not going to do nothing, but we can sit close.
What if he has a good... What if he has a good personality and his breath don't stink?
Nah, man. I ain't here for all that.
And he's really, really making it hard for your girl.
Nah, man. That ain't my problem. Her G game better be stronger.
Yeah?
She better be in that room getting it.
This is why women can't get along.
I think it's a little different with women because it's I don't know. I mean, it's a little different because, like, men, we ain't shit sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? So, it's a little
but
different.
But I felt like, again, I was young. But I felt like I was doing it for the right reason. I felt like, yo, my boy was trying to get some.
Well,
what did I do with you?
There are four people in the room, okay?
I was an idiot.
Are you guys all in the same room? Or is he going off with the chick to do what he needs to do?
Disclaimer. I was 19, 18, 19, 20 at the same time. And I was living in a dorm. Which is already nasty. So, yes, we were definitely in the same room at the time.
You fuck with someone in the same room?
Again.
Right,
because
I couldn't.
No,
I mean, unless I know what.
Oh, I could. I absolutely
would
I
like
could
can
do it
watch
now.
It,
again.
But like,
again. I could do it now
as
a dorm.
Mate.
But you gotta understand, the school that we went to.
Me, I've been watching my roommate.
You don't gotta watch?
I couldn't watch staff or anybody else. Like, what are you.
I could.
Not my roommate.
Nah, I
ain't
shit.
And then, when we got our own apartment, that shit was disgusting. Disgusting. We're gonna have to have a whole show for that shit. Just
I'm glad I didn't. There are certain people I'm glad I didn't know during my single years. Mm. You're one of them.
Oh shit!
You're one of the people I'm glad I didn't know during my single years. Dog. Yo, I'm glad I didn't know you.
Yeah, your whole life would be different right now. Bro.
Oh god.
Be real with you.
You know what's funny? I fully believe that regardless of whatever would have happened, I think I still would have ended up with Maria.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I kind of feel like there's certain things that are just like fate, and I kind of feel like me and Maria being together.
Yeah, certain soulmates, you're going to still find your
way. Yo, I got married. Like, my wife, she pulled me because I was such a freaking
asshole.
Just know
that you're short term because I'm going to steal your wife.
No, that's fine. And honestly, like, I'm lucky as shit. Like, if she didn't come through my life, I'd probably still be... doing some bullshit.
I pulled your girl because your arm ain't strong enough.
Yo.
I'm just saying.
She legit pulled me. I was like, yo, I am not boyfriend material at all. And she was like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Well, you know what?
Come get this relationship.
It's crazy because some women can see that. Some women can see that you're bullshit.
Yeah.
And that they are. Mm-hmm. I had to stop my statement because some women think they can change men and that's bullshit. Yeah. I'm going to just retract the thought process that I was going to say because it was going to go down that path and that's bullshit.
No, get on your shit because we've been talking about
to a degree, it is bullshit to think that you could change a man, but I feel like some women can see that you're just talking out of hurt and some women can see that you're just talking out of hope. Like, some men are really just being a hoe and you can tell that they really don't want no girl. You're number five. Like, they don't want no girl. But then some men say that, and they ain't fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And now they all over you. No, you're bullshit, and I'm gonna correct you. You about to be my man. Like, there's a difference. I sometimes can tell the difference. 70%.
And I think that makes sense, because I was thinking about that like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been insecure. But for some reason, I was never those dudes that couldn't get any. Like, I wasn't out there fucking anything. But
they, it kind of happened.
Yeah,
it was there.
Yeah, it was always available. You know what I mean? And I was never the dude, like, I
never be like, looking for it. What didn't need.
I was never the dude to hit up my boys like, yo, I fuck this. Like,
yeah.
These girls, I mess with some of my boys' girls. They still don't know. That's fucked up.
Duh.
But that's what happened. Right?
You're fucked up.
It's fucked up.
You ain't me.
It's fucked up.
You got anywhere to be?
It's fucked up.
You got anywhere to be?
Nah.
We can talk about
But the reason why is because their girls knew that I was the type of dude that you could fuck with. Nobody's known. My wife at the time, we were best friends.
You're
for about
disgusting, Javi.
We were best.
Yeah,
I wasn't,
Mark.
But I wasn't the type of dude.
You didn't know
I was.
Him then.
I was in the.
I'm not gonna lie.
Listen,
you would have been.
I'm gonna say this, Javi.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this. I would have absolutely done the same thing because I'm an insecure. But you know what it is? I'm an insecure piece of shit.
Yeah.
So I
wait.
Needed,
so you have a friend that has someone that you would have possibly fucked.
And friends loosely. Wait. None of my best friends. Not my best friend.
Not top tier friend, but second tier friend.
Second tier friends, absolutely.
But you know what? It really, really depends on what their current relationship is.
Yeah. And the girls came to me.
Like,
I ain't
going for men, okay. It depends on what the current. So if they're in a happy current relationship, then it's okay to fuck the ex bitches?
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, no. This is gonna make me sound like more of an asshole.
I'm learning so much tonight.
This might make me feel like more of an asshole. But sometimes they more exes
at
the time.
If it's so now, if it's someone that you know your boy would like really trip over, like they went through a long, grueling relationship, didn't work out, back together,
But they're happy right now. They're engaged.
But hold on, then your boy moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Got married, whatever, had kids, whatever, and then there's some maybe some exes or like some chicks that you knew he used to deal with. They're fair game to me.
I'm gonna pause
they're
that.
Fair
we'll
game.
Talk
yo, if you can't more. Beat me up in a fight.
Yo, yeah.
Yo, yeah.
Okay.
Yo, this is fair game, bro.
I don't think that's right. I just need to put this
why?
Out here.
Why? No, no, no,
I,
no.
Like, what do you mean? That's right.
Toya, save it for another show because I want to bring you on with another woman in here. I want to have this conversation with you.
Please, can we? Can I need backup?
What's the conversation we having?
This whole conversation about
are you that lost that quick
when it is and isn't okay to fuck someone's ex.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it, Wade.